Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
He was no stranger. Jesus was born today, born in a manger. Though he was young, they say, he was no stranger. I am so glad he came into my life, gave me life, made it right now. Everything will be alright. 'Cause Jesus was born today. Oh, how we praise him. Shepherds and wise men say they will adore him.
Jesus is Born Today, the Inspirational Quartet of Texas. Our featured artist today is the Mylan Hayes family with music from their new project, A Christmas Album. It's a continuous play Christmas album inspired by an old Carpenters recording. They even did some of the songs that the Carpenters had done.
We did Christ is Born and First Snowfall of the Winter. And so, I got in the room in there with the vocal, and I was all by myself. And I said, okay, I got to see if I can channel Karen Carpenter. No, I'm kidding. I didn't want to sound just like her. I wanted to make it my own. But it was a fun experience.
That's Wendy Hayes. For all of you who remember the smooth voice of Karen Carpenter, you'll agree Wendy Hayes has hit the mark. Here she is with Christ is Born.
It is here.
Hallelujah.
Christ is born, that's the Mylan Hayes family. On the Christmas Project, you'll be blown away by the big orchestrations. Connor tells us more.
It was the Nashville Recording Orchestra, I think is what they call it. But we recorded it, 52-piece orchestra, all together at the same time in at Oceanway Studios in Nashville. And so that's really the only room in Nashville that they can really accommodate that many players. And so they were crammed in there like sardines. But man, it was really awesome experience to just watch them. It has a different sound mm-hmm. when everyone plays together, because normally they split it and the strings play, and then later in the day the brass play. And so to hear them do it together, their ebb and flow of tempo following Trey, because Trey was actually up directing them. And so to hear them just kind of all ebb and flow together, when they missed stuff, they missed it together. When they got it together. Yeah. It was insane. And so to watch how just professional they were to do that, man, it was a really, really cool experience.
That's Connor Hayes, and here is the Mylan Hayes family with All Is Well. Family. We have more to come later, including their new and very powerful radio single. In just a moment, we'll sit down with Tate Emmons about his new Christmas project. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop such a success. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street. Your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
The Gospel Grid.
Welcome back. It's been a big year for newcomer Tate Emmons. He's only 14, but Tate has been singing in church since he was just 3. His first 2 radio singles have gotten the attention of gospel music fans, and now he's out with a new Christmas album called Christmas with Tate.
Well, I've always wanted to do a Christmas album. I've had a dream of doing that ever since I wanted to sing. You know, as a gospel artist, not too many people do Christmas albums, but I'm just one of them.
On the project, Tate recorded the classic Let It Snow.
I have seen snow, but I've never seen snow in Mississippi. We've had ice storms galore. You know, we had a big ice storm in 2020. That was as close as we've gotten to snow. And you know, I say in this song, let it snow, let it snow. And I'm looking out my window on Christmas, and there's no snow out there. It's 85 degrees on Christmas Eve, and I'm singing Let It Snow. You know what I mean?
That's Tate Emmons, and here he is with Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Play it, boys. Good night. Oh, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. One more time, boys.
Snow, Tate Emmons. Tate connected with Jaylee Vanderslice of Sound Street to record a duet on the new Christmas project.
Well, that song's called Tender Tennessee Christmas, and that's an old Alabama song off of their Christmas album. And I called Jaylee up and one evening this summer, and I remember I've only talked to her one time, so I talked to her on a message. So I called her, and she was at camp. But, you know, her daddy told her to answer the phone, even though she was at camp. And I asked her, I'm going to give you, you know, 2 choices. I'd love for you to be on the Christmas album. Mama wants to do Let It Snow. Now I want to do Tender Tennessee Christmas. And for once I was right, and she chose Tender Tennessee Christmas, so we recorded it and she did an amazing job on it.
I think you'll agree. Here's Tate and Jay Lee with Tender Tennessee Christmas.
Come on, weatherman, give us a forecast, newly one. Can't you hear the prayers of every child like heart tonight? The Rockies are calling, Denver snow falling. Somebody said it's 4 feet deep, but it doesn't matter. Give me the laughter. I'm gonna choose to keep another tender Tennessee Christmas. It's the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts beneath our tree. Well, I know there's more snow up in Colorado than my roof will ever see, but a tender Tennessee Christmas.
Guest vocalist Jay Lee Vanderslice of Sound Street, A Tender Tennessee Christmas. There is one original song in the project written by Tate's aunt, Nicole Smith.
Well, my aunt Nicole would go to schools. This was several years back, about 10 years ago, 2014. She'd go to schools, you know, when they allowed to people to tell the Christmas story. She would go as Mary. And she'd tell the kids, after she said all she said and told the story, she'd tell the kids, "Would you like to see my baby?" And she'd hold the little mannequin baby out, and she'd let all the kids hold the baby Jesus. So after she got done doing that one day, she was in her kitchen fixing dinner, and she wrote this song, "Would You Like to See My Baby?" And it's from the shepherd's point of view, and it's from the night the shepherds came to the manger. And Mary offered them, "Would you like to see my baby?" And we all know the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" And Mary didn't know that Jesus would walk on water and turn water into wine, but I believe she did know that he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and this song says that.
That's Tate Emmons, and here he is with "Would You Like to See My Baby?"
There was something in the air that night.
Yeah, my heart was filled with fright, but angels don't show up for everything. Me and the boys ran like they said, made a way to Bethlehem, and there we saw the first manger scene.
That's Tate Emmons. His new Christmas project is called Christmas with Tate. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have more with the Mylan Hayes family, including their powerful new radio single.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
No Packer football today as the Packers played their Thursday game, so they won't be back in action until this next Sunday. But going on today, we do have some events in our area, one of which is Sharing Space with Deke, featuring a live virtual conversation with astronaut Fred Hayes, or highs, and that will be from 3 to 4 today. You can attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or by Zoom. Tickets are priced at $10. Also, Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park will be held through New Year's Eve. The exhibit open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-through from 7 to 9.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll wrap things up with the Mylan Hayes family in just a moment. Right now, the Kramers with There's a Light Shining in Bethlehem. Shining in Bethlehem, that's the Kramers. Our featured artist today is the Mylan Hayes family. Their new album is being showcased in the Family and Friends Christmas Tour that they're currently on with Greater Vision. The concert includes big traditional classics, a hilarious handbell choir, and Connor, Bailey, and Kennedy doing a piano trio. We're going to enjoy that right now. Here they are with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and the Carol of the Bells. Kennedy with the Carol of the Bells, and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Congratulations, by the way, to Kennedy, who was awarded the Young Artist of the Year trophy at the Singing News Fan Awards.
Thank you. I was genuinely so shocked. I looked at Connor and I said, no way. Yeah, I did not expect it at all. I wore my hair up in a ponytail. I was just not prepared for it at all, but so honored. I mean, every single person in that category was so deserving, but and friends of mine, but yeah, I'm very humbled and grateful.
I asked Kennedy what her favorite song was on the project, a Christmas album.
Well, my favorite is probably Who Is He in Yonder Stall, which is not even necessarily considered a Christmas song because it really tells the whole gospel story from start to finish. It starts at the manger, then it moves into the garden where he's praying, the cross, and then the empty tomb at the end is the big triumph at the end. It seems like the whole album is building to that moment. That song. It's kind of like the payoff song, I guess. So I'm really excited to do that one on the Christmas tour.
That's Kennedy Hayes, and this song has been released as their current radio single, Who Is He in Yonder Stall? The Mylon Hayes Family.
Who is he in yonder stall? At whose feet the shepherd fall. Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? Tis the Lord, a wonder story. Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown.
today's family with Who Is He in Yonder Stall. We'll wrap things up in just a moment with something new from the Guardians.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
The Gospel Great!
Welcome back. The Guardians are coming up in just a moment. At the Singing News Fan Awards this year, it was the first time in history that a Christmas album took the Album of the Year award. But Christmas in London by Greater Vision was no ordinary album. Here's one of the songs, We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, follow.
Thy perfect light.
Kings, that's Greater Vision. The Guardians have a new project called Christmas with the Guardians. They do an exceptional job on an a cappella version of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watch over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent down salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Ooh, ooh. Shout it from the rooftop, sing it in the street. Tell it to the world and everybody you meet. Shout it from the rooftop, sing it in the street. Tell it to the world and everybody you meet. Go tell it on the mountain, on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. That's the Guardians, and we'll have much more with them coming up next week.
Hi, we're the Guardians.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Mylan Hayes family. You can find out more about them at themylanhayesfamily.com or visit with them on social media. If you have the opportunity to see them with Greater Vision and the Family and Friends Christmas Tour this year, you should go. It's an incredible program. All of the music heard on the program today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a song request, please give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Seemed with every step that he might fall, but a man on a mission just can't return the way. He was trying to make it to the room, just didn't know what he would do if he was late for her homegoing day. Hadn't said a word in 6 long days, so when she spoke up, they were all amazed. She reached for her husband's hand with tears in her eyes. She said, "We fought the fight, we've run the race, all by God's amazing grace. And before I go, I just want you to know there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope. For me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there." Just a few short years on down the road, that same old man was ready to go, but his little grandson looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Boy, I'm gonna miss you too. Son, I know I'll see you soon. Now before I go, I just want you to know I'll meet you there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope. Or be there won't inside the gate. Don't lose hope. For me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your life
Shine.